This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
As we mentioned at the top of the show, it took jurors in South Carolina just 2 hours and 20 minutes to find avowed white supremacist Dylann Roof guilty in the shooting deaths of 9 worshipers at the historic Emmanuel AME Church last year. Joining us live from outside the courthouse in Charleston, NBC News correspondent Gabe Gutierrez. Gabe?
Nika, good morning. This case is not over. In a highly unusual move, Dylann Roof now says that he wants to represent himself during sentencing next month, coming face to face with these families again.
Fueled by racism, he walked into their sanctuary and opened fire. The jury found Dylann Roof guilty of 33 federal counts, including hate crimes.
I knew it was going to be guilty, guilty, guilty.
Felicia Sanders, one of just 3 survivors that awful night, who testified during the trial how she watched Roof take her 26-year-old son to Wanza.
Not too many mothers ever see their son come in and leave the world, so that was very painful for me.
During his closing argument, prosecutor Nathan Williams raised his voice in anger, calling Roof a man of immense hatred and tremendous cowardice who shot his victims while they prayed and had their eyes closed. These 9 people exemplified a goodness that was greater than his message of hate, he said. The defense conceded the horror of the rampage, but attorney David Brug tried to bring up his client's mental state.
He's still in here, I'm afraid. He's still in here.
This chilling 911 call from inside the church was among the evidence prosecutors laid out for jurors, including racially inflammatory writings and a potential hit list of other churches.
I wanted to do everything I had to do to make sure he get a conviction.
And she did. Where Dylann Roof failed to start the race war he wanted, Felicia Sanders succeeded in honoring her son's memory.
And I wear a smile. And the reason I wear the smile, because if you look at the pictures of all 9, they all wore a beautiful smile.
The judge warned Dylann Roof that it was a bad decision to represent himself during sentencing next month. He's choosing to do it anyway. He has until January 3rd to change his mind. Mika.
NBC's Gabe Gutierrez.
Well, you know, even during the trial, I think at one point he had fired his attorneys and, you know, let him go and said he wanted to represent himself. The judge cautioned him, you know, against that, and then he was represented. But this is pretty much... an open and shut case, so to speak, as they say. Prosecuting attorneys, according to Time magazine, sought to paint Roof's shooting as a carefully planned event using mapping technology and expert testimony during the trial to put the 22-year-old at or near the Emmanuel AME Church in the months before the shooting. A list of other black churches in the area was also presented as evidence. I'll tell you, this is an absolute heartbreak, you know, for the families, for the AME Church, and I believe for Christians, you know, throughout the country and around the world who are up to speed with this, you know, hate crime, the way our faith has been attacked, and to give some sort of place for this expression that somebody, you know, like Dylann Roof, obviously that, I don't know, some would suggest disconnected from reality, could go into a place of worship. And the people lovingly accept him, and, you know, and he joins them in prayer. And while they're praying, he guns down 9 parishioners at the Charleston church in 2015. An absolute evil act, nothing of any kind of positive benefit, other than, I got to say, the families of the victims, the way they conducted themselves, the pastors of AME Church. The way they prayed at the funerals and the memorials and that, it is overwhelming. But this is a special church, no doubt about it. and the hand of God is upon them, and his grace and mercy is extended, and we're grateful for that out of this evil act that took place. This is Bill Martinez. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hope you're all ready for the holidays and Merry Christmasing it up. Why not? It's the time of the season. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Megan Barth with us right now. Yes, it's Megan time. Founder, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator, women's advocate. Miss Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to you and to all.
Yes.
I love that we're saying this. I love that Trump is leading with Merry Christmas at the podium.
Yes.
It's so nice to have this back
We were talking with Alveda King, Dr. Alveda King, earlier in the week, and that is the thing. It is refreshing. It's kind of like the curtain's been pulled back, and, I notice even at retail stores, people are a little bit more open. And, of course, that's kind of, still some of the kids are still awkward, because I'm sure the corporate command is that you say happy holidays, not offend anybody. But that's because they really don't understand what the spirit of Merry Christmas is all about. I mean, my goodness, it's a blessing. It's like you're telling somebody, have a great day. I mean, this is a great time of year. And as Dr. King and I were talking about, Megan, I think you would agree with this, is that, you're wishing someone well for the holidays. And even if they want to come back and say, well, happy Kwanzaa. Hey, I'm not going to be offended, because they figure to celebrate the season in their own special way. I mean, this is the beauty and the benefit of living in a free country, isn't it?
Well, 9 times out of 10, it brings a big smile to someone's face.
Yes.
We're working on some units up here in Lake Tahoe for rent. And so we've had delivery guys and cable guys and everybody coming through. And we've been wishing them a Merry Christmas. And they're all like, hey, thanks. Merry Christmas back, And
yeah.
It's just brings a smile to people's faces, makes you feel warm, and you're right, it is a blessing. We are blessed.
Well, they say to me, Merry Christmas. I say, where's my cookies?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a giver, I'm a receiver, that's why. Merry Christmas, give me cookies. Why not, huh?
Hey, a nice big fat tip.
Hey, why not? What the heck? Hey, Sheriff Joe Arpaio had the big reveal. I'm not sure if it was all that much more, although it was, it's pretty conclusive. I mean, you got Sheriff Joe. He's an officer of the court. He's been studying. Yes, we're going to talk about Obama's birth certificate just about the time when everybody said enough is enough. But, as you and I talked about several months ago, Megan, I sense that, there's going to be a lot of these reveals regarding President Obama that have kind of just been out in the ethernet that nobody wants to touch, because if you talk about it, it's like, you're throwing down the racial card. And how dare you? This is all race related. Well, Sheriff Joe has not bitten on that card. And for the last 4+ years, he and his right hand man, Lieutenant Mike Zulu, have been investigating this. And initially it was just, hey, Mike, go out there, check this out. I don't think there's a whole lot there, but I've got people here, citizens of Arizona, residents of Arizona. They're saying, hey, we need to check this out. Does the president have a valid birth certificate or not? Well, he goes there, and after the first day, he calls, I'm talking to Zulu, he calls Sheriff Joe, and he goes, this is a mess. And he goes, no, you're kidding. He goes, no, it's really a mess. And then, you know, subsequent to all that, you get the president posting on an official government website what has amounted to a fraudulent birth certificate. And this was what was brought out in this presser last night. And, you know, again, all the stuff brought out in detail with experts, and we're talking experts, you know, from two countries, you know, just that really
yeah.
know.
International yeah. experts who don't have, you know, basically.
A dog in the fight.
They have nothing
yeah.
against Obama. They don't have a dog in the fight. They're not political. They're simply just looking at the facts as presented and trying to get down to the bottom to ensure that the document is valid and factual, and what they came up with is no, the document is not. You know, we are called birthers. We're called climate deniers. We're mm-hmm. called all of these names if we should even question the left's authority. We're told that the science is settled, when in fact science, as I learned, really isn't ever settled.
Right.
It's constantly up for challenge. And this document was produced. It was odd. The whole entire birth certificate surrounding Barack Obama and the privacy by which they were trying to keep it from the public was so odd. Even his college records kept from the public. There is a lot of mystery that surrounds the man, but no one in the press would ever dare question the president, especially when he was campaigning. I can't remember who it was. I think it was Charlie Rose or Tom Brokaw who were talking and said, you know, we really don't know the man.
Yes.
Well, that was your job
right.
as reporters, as journalists. You're supposed to investigate and find and report the truth.
Right.
And we now know that the journalists are nothing but hacks for the DNC, and the press is nothing but a propaganda arm of it.
Right. Well, and this is why we were found counting on other people outside of the country, guys like Trevor Loudon, that did an incredible amount of vetting. He was the one that brought out and exposed Van Jones. He brought out, President Obama's, well, then Senator Obama's ties to the Communist Party and Frank Marshall Davis and this long list of people that you go, whoa, you know, Jeremiah Wright, who he sat in his pew, what, for 20 years? They were married, and, you know, the kind of vitriol that spewed out from that pulpit, you know.
Right.
So we counted on that. But you know, what I appreciated in this focus here was what Sheriff Joe was doing was presenting the facts. And again, what people need to understand, we're talking an officer of the court. You cannot, as an officer of court, you can't put tinfoil hat and go into the court room, you know. You got to make sure your I's are dotted, your T's are crossed. There is respectability. There are rules of evidence that need to be followed explicitly without exception. So for him to present this and to have the experts there, this was a forensic report on the birth certificate, as we've been saying, Megan, this wasn't, you know, a birth certificate you presented or that Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. This was presented by the president himself and put on official government website. And what people need to consider here is that, you know, if you manufacture a birth certificate, that is against the law. And it could have felony implications here. And Sheriff Joe and Mike Zulu say clearly it, you know, this is a felonious act. And, you know, this really, you know, they're talking about something that could carry beyond, the president's administration. I don't know how he, exonerates himself.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. And you're exactly right. You know, as an investigator or a prosecutor or anyone that works with the court system, you have to have all your T's and all of your I's dotted and crossed. And he's not going to present some conspiracy theory to a court. And he has proven, according to his independent investigators, that they cut and pasted this document together on government letterhead in order to supposedly prove that Barack Obama is a citizen.
Well, and the added smoking gun was they found the document that they supposedly cut and pasted from, right?
Yes. they did. And I don't have her name in front of me, but it's a, I believe it's a female Hawaiian
yes.
name.
Right, yeah. Was it Jennifer Nee, Nee or something like that?
Yeah,
yeah, something like that. Yeah, it's it is incredible, no doubt. Well, the conversation will continue. I really believe that this could be carrying, it should be carrying the news cycle, but we'll see what happens here. Megan Barth is with us. More from Megan. We're going to talk about the tech gods coming to Trump Tower right after this, 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you.
Martinez live.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Not just the way you like it. We're with you. Bill Martinez, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Megan Barth, founder, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, continues. Well, Miss Megan, the tech gods were trumpeted and heralded at Trump Tower. And, you know, this morning you've got, you know, Zuckerberg saying, look, we're going to do something special regarding, you know, fake news. Of course, some people refer to Facebook as Fakebook now because of some of the propaganda that they've been putting out there. But now they're going to have some sort of, you know, filter on their news and tag something that they think is suspect, you know, and that's interesting. This is like brain surgery on yourself or something? What?
Right. Well, it's interesting also that Mark Zuckerberg was one of only two real tech titans that weren't at the round table. It was him and Jack, the head of Twitter.
Yes.
They were noticeably absent because they are censoring news. And, you know, Facebook shouldn't be a news source, just much like Stephen Colbert shouldn't be a news source.
Right.
But what it's going to be is basically what you said, Fakebook. Mm-hmm. They are going to use Snopes in order to validate what's real and what's not. And that's the last place you go.
Yeah, Snopes and Politichek, right? It was the other one, I think.
Right, Politichek is the other. The last place I go for news is the Alphabet Media. That's one of the reasons why I started ReaganBaby.com is because I was seeing headlines that weren't truthful. I was seeing narratives presented that were obviously lopsided and in favor of the DNC. And now we know, whether Mark Zuckerberg wants to admit it or not, that the trust conspired with the DNC in order to, in their words, keep the people ignorant in order to usher in a Hillary Clinton presidency. But I think we need to just use Facebook for, like, dog videos and recipes, because that's really what
I was going to say, unless, you know, unless they had something to offer there, they would go away. They'd be irrelevant to try to, you know, overreach and think there's some sort of news service is laughable. Look at, you know, it was set up as a membership, people to participate, let them express, you know, its opinion, to try to present it as some sort of valid journalistic contribution to the culture is laughable. And I think it's irresponsible because it misrepresents who they are. They certainly have some influence, but I think they're trying to overextend themselves in much the same way that you get celebrities that you like their music, and then all of a sudden they're spouting philosophy that you go, whoa, where did that come from?
Yeah, it's much like the celebrities that came out in an ad yesterday encouraging the electors to follow the Constitution. And I'm like, oh, my God. First, Democrats actually don't want to destroy the Constitution. They want us to follow it.
Yeah, well, that's according to their interpretation. Who was the last person in that video? It was scary. You know, she had one of the worst plastic surgeries. I mean, the poor thing. And my wife and I saw that, go, who is that?
Out of all of those cameo appearances or names, I recognized two people.
Yes, that's.
I had no idea who the rest of those people were. Mm-hmm. And then the last one, like I said, I was like, oh my God, like you said, it was the worst. It was your typical Beverly Hills facelift, where the belly button is all of a sudden at the chin. Skin has been stretched, you know, so much.
Well, yeah, and I go, oh, my God, you know, and the thing is, you see, and this is the thing that's amazing, because here you've got people in Hollywood that know better, know about messaging, know about how things come together, and you should never, I mean, you need to follow the lead that Marilyn Monroe used to do. What she used to do, which she would put on her, you know, she would get dressed and she'd put her jewelry on, and she would turn away from the mirror, and then she would, like, spin to the mirror real quick, and whatever stuck out, she took off. So if it didn't complement, if it didn't blend together, which, from Marilyn Monroe, I think from a marketing standpoint and presentation and imaging, that is absolutely brilliant. And here they are, you know, these geniuses putting together this commercial, and you're going, oh, you guys, stick to your knitting, okay?
Right. Stick to, go behind behind the camera, but how about you entertain for a change? I know this is kind of the celebrities, and they've always, you know, usually kind of been this way as of late. They've really shifted left. But when you look at the older celebrities, like the Bob Hopes, the Ronald Reagans, et cetera, the Clint Eastwoods, they were very patriotic Americans. They served in the armed forces. They loved this country. And they didn't disrespect the presidency and the office of the presidency. But these are a bunch of not only entertainers, but they're a bunch of leftist activists who now want to be taken seriously outside of just entertainment value. And it's really hard to do that, especially when they're so hypocritical in their stance. Like
they said they were going to move out, right? If Donald Trump got elected, they were going to move out. Maybe this is their last ditch effort to hold to some sort of credibility, go ahead, Scott, what do you think?
Well, I want to know how it became, what's an actor's job? It's to lie. It's to be convincing in a lie.
Yeah, they're playing. They're acting.
Why are you looking to them for political messaging?
Yes,
they're paid to lie.
Yeah, but they think they have standing. And my question, and I thought you were going to ask this, Megan, is how many of them actually voted? You know, they said they were going to leave. They were going to leave Dodge here. You know, the U-Hauls pulled up to the building. Oh, wait a minute. You know, I think Barbara Streisand for the last 10 years has been saying she's moving out of Malibu. But last time I checked, you know, she's still hanging.
Yeah, well, no, she's actually been promising for much longer than that. It goes all the way back to the Bush presidencies, and we've been waiting for Barbara to leave. And I was really hoping that Lena Dunham and Amy Schumer were going to exit stage left and go to Canada. Why they wouldn't go to Mexico, I don't know. I wonder why. Maybe because there's no running water that's healthy. You know, this is the hypocrisy. They want to stay around, and they must fight.
Yeah. But Canada said, hey, we just picked up the welcome mat. We really don't want you coming north.
They're celebrities without a home.
Yes, there they are. Oh, Lord. It's just so sad. You know, it's amazing. But like you say, you know, the unfortunate thing is a lot of these people that carry opinion either don't vote. They haven't been in the military, sadly. I mean, today we got probably 1% of the population base serves the country. I believe that's a big issue. That would go a long way in terms of understanding how this country operates, what it's all about, when you put skin in the game. And I'm not saying necessarily go to the front line. I'm just saying, do something to serve this country, you know, like other people. You know, we got people traveling from all over the world, for example, you know, offering 2 years of service in Israel. And you're going to tell me here in the world's greatest country that you don't have people that can offer something, you know, to help and further, you know, the process here and understand what makes the world go round and appreciate the country, because God only knows you're not getting it at school.
Well, maybe part of the NFL draft can be actually a draft in the military whereby you have to serve at least a year and then go into the NFL.
Yeah,
and
right.
Maybe then... Yeah. Maybe then the NFL ratings will go up. Instead of being an anti-American league, it'll be again an American league.
Well, I got to tell you, I had a couple of drill instructors when I went through MCRD in San Diego. They would love to get a hold of Cupcake Nation, and the thing is that for the sake of them, you know, for these people that have been given the wrong information, these young kids, and that this would be the best education they ever got. It would be a lot cheaper than the $250,000 that they spent, you know, for their certificate. And they would go out and be healthy, contributing individuals, not only for themselves and the family, but for this country. What a novel idea that could be, huh?
Well, yeah, and it would smack them in the face with reality that in the real world, there are no safe spaces.
Yeah. Well, you have a safe space in the Marine Corps. It's called a footlocker. You know, if you need to have some time to yourself, they give you a timeout. They put you in a footlocker. But that's a whole other discussion for another time, Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. Thank you, Megan.
Thanks, Bill.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. This holiday season, swap your store-bought decorations for something inspired by the outdoors.
Icicle lights and mesh decorations are out. Instead, try making your own decor that's classic, natural, and simple. We love to bring the beauty of nature into our home by using live greenery. Purchase fresh mistletoe or evergreens from your local home improvement store or nursery. Bundle together using ribbon and place atop your mantel or at the center of your table. We like to add plaid accents for a festive touch.
For our holiday supplies, we use our Bank America Card Cash Rewards credit card because we earn 1% cash back on every purchase. We also earn 2% cash back on grocery store and wholesale club purchases and 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Favorite Mexican, Bill Martinez, live.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Bill Martinez live.
Chestnuts roasting.
Well, my mother at least thinks I'm America's favorite Mexican. I guess, you know, that's her vote. We'll go with that for right now. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. Andrew Langer with us right now, the president of the Institute for Liberty and a contributor to the American Spectator, talking about, you know, Regulation Nation. And what are we going to do about ending this regulatory state mindset? That and the psychology that has drug our economy and brought things, to such an anemic posture right now. And I think this is why people are so hopeful with this new administration, is that we see a lot of these regulations being vacated. And people are excited to be dreaming big dreams, you know. In our conversation with Bank of America, Wells Fargo, I mean, they're saying, look at our small business activity is, we're getting phone calls. People are coming in. They're excited. And the only thing that changed is, a new administration. Well, Andrew Langer, what say you about this optimism that small businesses and small business and possible small business owners are projecting here?
Well, and that's exactly it. It's for the first time in 8 years, they're really seeing some potential, not just for certainty down the road, but for real meaningful regulatory relief. So we sent in a list. We sent to the transition team a list of 11 recommendations on regulatory reform, stuff that the Trump administration could take care of on day one. Now, these are not recommendations on specific rules, but really a new approach to dealing with the regulatory state that we now estimate cost the American economy about $2.25 trillion annually directly.
Right.
And that's just a direct cost. That's not lost opportunity cost. And that's really, we're talking about regulations and regulatory impact. This is really where the rubber hits the road, right? Because for every hour of a small business's employees' time that they're spending complying with a federal mandate, that's an hour that they're not working to benefit the business, to benefit, yes, you know, the bottom line there.
Being productive. Maybe that's one of the reasons why this president did not have one quarter of 3% GDP. What do you think?
Well, that's exactly right, because for every dollar in direct regulatory costs,
okay, we lost him. We knew he was on his cell. He's driving into D.C., and we'll try and reconnect with him. But he's bringing out some vital statistics here, and you need to have an understanding as to what's going on. The fulcrum has gone, you know, 180 degrees in the wrong direction, where, you know, as Newt Gingrich would say, you get these elites thinking they can social engineer, they can engineer business, and they impede the free market system and capitalism. And then they wonder why it's not working, and, you know, they just figure, well, we just haven't taxed it enough, and if they tax it into oblivion, then what do we have? We're offering all kinds of services, so, oh, yeah, they can get reelected, and not about running our government more efficiently, or even helping the businesses, which are the backbone of this American engine that is revving up right now, and that, is forecasting with all kinds of optimism. You know, this is, again, I think the biggest opportunity is just for humanity, you know, for America's citizens. And I believe that this was, as we've talked about in the last few days here this week, is that this is rather engaging, and it's infecting, you know, nations all around it. I mean, the global impact that this is having just on the prospect that America is going to be great again. Look at the dollar. Look at what's happened. And we're going to get a report a little bit later on from Jordan Goodman, America's Answers Man, and he brings up some good points as well. So, the forecast looks rather rosy for us and very optimistic, and as I've maintained, is that America has been kind of, you know, we're backed up with this product potential, and this is what, you know, I want to talk to Andrew a little bit more about when we were able to reconnect with him here, is that we have this product potential. That is that people have been frustrated for the last decade, certainly the last 8 years, where they just have not been able to do what they do best and go out there and be productive. And I think that is one of the huge elements of what makes people happy, is that you can go to work, work hard, work for a living, you know, come home with a paycheck and provide for your family. That's what this is all about. You know, right now, most of America, and understandably, has been in survival mode. So they're not participating. You know, they're not paying taxes. I mean, forget about the president, and these supposed elites are telling us, with all due respect. I mean, what are you going to say? You know, oh, they dropped out of the labor force. Oh, like, how are they eating? You know, how does life go on? You know, you're just not participating. All it is you got off the radar, and you're saying, hey, look, I'm not going to be part of that process anymore. I have to survive. So they're working under the table. And I don't know what the number is. I mean, I've heard, you know, all kinds of crazy numbers as to how much money we're talking about that is operating in a sense in kind of the black market, under the table, cash and carry market. It is growing, and it has been growing as conditions have stalemated over these last 8 years. And so I think that's going to be the challenge of this next president, whether or not he can do it in the next 4 years. I think that it's going to take a while, you know, for them to turn the corner on this. And you talk about repatriating offshore money. How about repatriating the money here domestically that's being paid under the table? And I think it's going to be a challenge, you know, for businesses who have been participating with that, because they're going to have to, get back to the paperwork and start taking out taxes, start reporting their employees in a righteous way, and it will be better for everybody when that happens. But it's going to be a process, and that cannot be denied. And it's part of the calculus and part of what America's businesses and business people and the employees are going to have to be dealing with. So, I think the big news here, the huge element here, is the fact that people are dreaming again. And I'm just, I'm like one of those guys, you know, I'm a cheerleader for people who can dream big dreams and go out there and realize their passion. And this is exposed, of course, usually at 3 o'clock in the morning, Scott. You know, people wake up and they're staring at the ceiling tiles and go, oh my God, you know, I could be doing this. You know, and it just will not leave them alone. It is an idea, a concept, a passion that just bubbles up within their very spirit, their very essence of who they are, and says, hey, look, I got to be expressed. I got to do this. And, you know, that has slowed down dramatically, and I think that's what's made a lot of people unhappy. And that is what potentially lies ahead here, is this opportunity for people to truly be happy, which is all part of the fulfillment equation. You know, I've said for a long time, you know, the elements of happiness include, you know, in terms of jobs, that you should enjoy what you're doing. You know, considering that you're working, you know, 8-10 hours a day, some people, it never stops, you know. So you invest a lot of time in work that you should enjoy. You should look forward to waking up every day going, hey, man, I got a great job, and I've got this to look forward to. The second thing is, I say you need to have a fair chance to win, and it speaks to competence. I mean, if you're working a job and just no matter what, you just, you know, you can't seem to hit the nail on the head. You miss, you know, you're hitting your finger more than the nail. Or as I've often said, you're a brain surgeon. You're killing 9 out of 10 people. It's probably not your gig. You got to find something that you're good at. So there has to be that level of competence. So, you know, you enjoy what you're doing. You got a fair chance to win. And you're not winning at somebody else's expense. It's win-win, okay? It's everybody winning. You're all contributing. And everybody's better because of what you're contributing. The third thing is giftings and talents. I say giftings and talents that God has designed within you, has blessed you with. That is supposed to be a blessing to others. And if those giftings and talents are being exercised, developed, and grown, it leads to fulfillment. Less than 10%, according to U.S. labor studies, less than 10% of America's labor force is fulfilled. And I used to say that was the ultimate, to be fulfilled. That's the best you could hope for this side of heaven. I said that until one day I was interrupted while giving this speech to a class that I was an adjunct professor for in Southern California at Vanguard University, and felt God said, wait a minute, I got something better. Really what it all leads to, and the highest calling that we can have, is freedom. And and it really stopped the kids in their track, as well as it did me, because it was one of those immediate and fresh downloads. And I share that with you for what it's worth. 19 before the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Jive Software. Technology has come a long way in 30 years. When Marty McFly stepped out of his time machine in Back to the Future 2, things like video conferencing, hoverboards, and personal drones were viewed as futuristic fantasies. John Schneider of Jive Software explains.
Artificial intelligence in the workplace isn't science fiction anymore. It's a reality, and we foresee some big AI trends in 2017. Machine learning will only get better at combing through the projected 44 zettabytes of data in the digital universe in order to make relevant recommendations. Predictive analytics will also play a vital role in decision-making, allowing executives more time to focus on strategy and innovation.
John says there are additional trends to watch for. The Internet of Things is going mainstream, with real-time data seamlessly integrating into collaboration hubs. Work graphs are set to become increasingly intuitive, enabling information and insights to be more visible. Finally, voice-first and virtual reality will infiltrate the enterprise workplace, making it more interactive and productive. For more, visit jivesoftware.com. This report is brought to you by Ragu Pasta Sauces. In January, the iconic Rose Parade will take its 128th procession down the streets of Pasadena. The Ragu brand will be celebrating the kickoff of its 80th anniversary in 2017 with a float in the parade entitled Simmered in Tradition, paying tribute to the brand's founders, farmers, sauce makers, and consumers who have made Ragu America's favorite pasta sauce. Aboard the one-of-a-kind float, spectators will find the Mueller family. Their farm in Woodland, California has been cultivating the California-grown, vine-ripened tomatoes in Ragu for 3 generations.
We're honored to be part of the Ragu float in this year's parade, celebrating our family's contribution to these iconic pasta sauces. We're a family farm, so it's rewarding to be a part of something that brings families together over a delicious shared meal. We hope pasta lovers across America will be watching when we celebrate the Ragu brand's 80th anniversary at the Rose Parade on January 2nd.
Visit Ragu's Facebook page to learn more.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's PROBURUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bill Martinez live.
Merry Christmas, movie house! Merry Christmas, Emporium! Merry Christmas, you wonderful old Billy and Lone!
Merry Christmas, filthy animal. And a happy new year.
Filthy, what would you like for Christmas?
Horrified, I heard myself blurted out.
I want an official red rider carbon action 2-inch earrings while errant. No. Shoot your eye out.
Oh, no, it was the classic mother BB gun block.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. It is time for the Lolo Girl. We're talking Lucy herself. Lauren Kitchen Stewart, the one, the only motivational speaker, college professor, and just, an absolute present in time of this year. Just in time because, you are a gift, You know that?
Oh,
you are. You're just so sweet. I really appreciate you being here.
My husband doesn't feel like I'm a gift right now. He's like, you said you weren't going to put up 15 trees this year. I'm like, but it's an old one. I found a corner, and all we have to do is put it together. And, it's the kind that has, like, these go, this level is red. This level is white. This level is, yellow. And it's all that old green where you have to stick together. I'm like, honey, you don't have to decorate. All you have to do is just put it together. He's like, uh-huh. But I can't believe Christmas is almost, like, I am going, oh, my word, are you kidding? Next year, I'm going to, every year I say this, and I know all of you do, too. Next year, I'm starting in September.
Well, you're actually going to do your Christmas pictures back in September, not in the month, that you want them out. You got to do them early.
I'm doing everything early because I'm telling y'all our Christmas card this year are going to say Happy New Year.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling people that I sent presents to, like Bill, your present's going to be late. My cards will be out late. And I'm
no, it'll be in perfect. It'll be in perfect time because that was the way I used to feel when I used to send out Christmas cards. I'd send them out
lost in a shuffle.
Well, I'd send them out like mid-January, and people go, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Well, because you get inundated in December, but if they come in mid-January, you kind of notice them a little bit, don't you?"
Well, I have some friends that do Valentine's instead of Christmas. They send Valentine's cards, and then people are like, oh, and it's not just getting stuck with the stack of the rest of them. So
yes, exactly.
This is the first year I've done this, but I'm like, I have to. I have two small children now. I don't hardly brush my hair or teeth anymore. it's so much less to a Christmas card, and I keep trying to go, Jesus is the reason for the season. Jesus is the reason for the season.
Anything to keep you from choking somebody off here or something, So, no, but I hear it. We missed you last week in New York. I was looking for you.
Oh, man. Let me tell you, we were going to go next week with our family. Actually, the day after Christmas, so a week and a half. And my dad has his house isn't finished to move up here, so we can't go. And I called the hotel that we were staying in. I said, hey, we want to book till spring break. And they're like, well, A, we're booked at spring break. And B, do you not see the small writing? Because I looked at these rooms like 6 months ago. You guys, there was this teeny tiny writing. I could not even read with my readers that said it had to be canceled 90 days
90 days.
Wow. I was like, are you kidding? So I talked to this girl, explained everything about my 86-year-old dad, blah, 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 violent. Uh-huh. Nothing helped. And so she sent me to another lady. And now I have to call the general manager tomorrow and see if he's going to minister grace and mercy. Because I don't know what we're going to do. If we got
to
rent the rooms and not go.
Trust me, they can resell that room faster than
sell it.
And they will sell it at a higher rate. That's the way they do things. But anyway, you know, that's the way it happens. But no question.
How was it?
It was terrific. Good? First time ever in all these years, I've been going to New York like 25, 30 years, annual event, you know, almost, and I had never been to see the Rockettes.
Are you kidding me?
How embarrassing, huh?
The second part with the manger scene, and they're singing, Oh Come Let Us Adore. I mean, I am sobbing going, I'm sitting in New York City, and we're singing, Oh Come Let Us Adore.
Yeah.
And we went the Christmas after my mother passed away. My dad and me went, and we met some friends there, and we had so much fun. It was cold as the GBs.
Yeah.
But it was so fun, and we went to the Empire State Building, went on the hop-on, hop-off, because, you know, it's all covered up for the winter time, went out to see the Statue of Liberty, then we went to the Rockettes, went to Top of the Rock. I mean, it is such a great, and then we went to some plays, too.
Right. Well, of course, you got to see that. But you know, this was first time that we had seen it. We thoroughly enjoyed it. Of course, what really blew us away was Ground Central. You know,
they haven't been in probably 3 years.
Well, you cannot believe what they have done in renovation underneath. You'd love it. I mean, the shopping is endless. It is gorgeous underneath there. And
I didn't even know they had that. I just thought it was like a memorial. I didn't know they had.
Well, you remember South Coast Plaza, right? So
this
is South Coast Plaza on steroids.
Extraordinaire.
It is totally, totally beautiful, gorgeous.
Well, I sure did not know that.
Yeah,
how exciting.
So get ready to be surprised. So anyway, so you, Robin, the kids, all the puppies, everybody's ready. Everything's under the tree. You've checked the list more than twice.
No,
who's naughty, nice, all that stuff, right?
No, and I'm not wrapping stuff. I'm going to throw things in bags and put some tissue paper on top because I ain't got time to do all that wrapping. And let me tell you, all that elf on the shelf, that thing is a menace. And I think I told y'all that, you know, some people are so serious about it that their elf, like, gets into the cooking at night and has flour spread everywhere. I'm like, we don't, our elf barely has time to move. And so Robin is now in on it. I'm like, honey, I'll call him. I'm like, I forgot to move the dang elf. Can you move her? And so he'll be like, Lauren, I'm like, you got to move her. So every morning when Channing gets up, she's looking for that elf. And that elf has become a menace. I think we're going to move her to Siberia between now and next Christmas.
Can the elf comb her hair, right?
I don't think she has any hair, thank the Lord.
Lauren's already yanked. I mean, not Lauren. Robin has yanked all the hair out of Shanty Girl anymore. That not even the elf can help her out, huh?
Not even the elf. And then Knox, I still haven't straightened his out because we've been so busy. I need to, like, take him to one of those little walk-in, walk-out places. I mean, there's one across.
It hasn't grown out by now? I mean, this was a week and a half ago, wasn't it? That, Edward Scissors' hands got a hold of him?
Down from his forehead, an inch. It was so high.
Oh, no way.
And then
way.
I was looking the other day, and his little sideburns, he had, you know, they're short. And then he has one long piece down to, like, his chin. I'm like, that is horrifying. But I just haven't had time to do it. So next week, that is.
You haven't figured out how to put extensions on him or anything?
Well, I should have. That's a great idea. Can you imagine me busting up in one of those places? Do you have extensions for 6 years old?
Their mind
and cut their hair dead.
And then they see his haircut. And they, oh my.
We'll make extensions for him.
Oh, God. Well,
yeah, I know. And I think he's embarrassed. Like, he's kind of into his looks. Like, Channing could care less. I mean, she could wear, you know, just a big old burlap sack and it wouldn't matter, but Knox is all about his hair, his clothes. Like, if I'm picking clothes out and he doesn't like them, he's like thumbs down. He's like, yeah, because he doesn't speak that well yet because he's from China and he's hearing impaired. But, you know, then sometimes it'll be like something really cool and he'll be like, yay, thumbs up. I'm like,
what's the universal language? I mean, you can understand the universal language, yay or nay. I mean, that's all good, right?
That's exactly where you find a way to communicate.
Mm-hmm. Well, here we are. We're so close. I cannot believe how fast this year has gone, Lauren. And, you know, with the holiday season and in the midst of the holiday season, you know, we're still trying to figure out if Putin did or he didn't. And many of us are just saying, who cares? I mean, you know, the facts are the facts.
Who gives a flying rip?
Yeah,
this is a question people have that maybe you can answer for them. I mean, how did this ever surface? I mean, was it, how would they even think for 1 second that could be possible? Why are we even having conversations about this? Because I'm even hearing people that are on the conservative side say, well, yeah, I'd kind of like to know. I'm like, how did they have anything to do with people going in and voting? It doesn't even mathematically make sense. So I think that's most of our questions is, why is this even an issue? Why is it even being talked about?
Well, what happens is, you know, like the Bible says, without a vision, the people perish or cast off restraint. And so that this is adding to that narrative. If we cast off restraint, we invalidate the democratic process. And this is all very dangerous, you know, throwing stuff up. And that's why, you know, even when Donald Trump was talking about this, you know, the whole system being rigged and all that, it was like, oh, do you really want to open up that door? And it's coming back and slamming him on the back end a bit, because everybody was saying, well, even Donald Trump said it was rigged. And all this stuff, you know, was going on, and Putin and everything. But I couldn't believe that Putin would support Trump. I would think, look at, he already turned Barack Obama's administration into a bunch of pansies.
Yeah.
If Hillary's going to be an extension of that, why would you want to make your life difficult and get an unknown, an outsider like Donald Trump that you have to deal with when you've had your way with that administration? How does that make any kind of sense?
I guess it doesn't, but we haven't even thought about that. Now that you're bringing it up, I'm like, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But, you know, I heard Donald Trump the other night, and I don't know if y'all saw this, but it was a live event that he was at like 2 nights ago, and he said, I really did not think I was going to win. He said, I already told my family, look, the polls, it's looking bad. And he said, I decided I'm just going to go out and be like, hey, thanks for coming, and leave. And Melania had rented all this great place and fireworks. He's like, no, I don't want any of that. So I was surprised to hear him say that, because I thought maybe he was like, I'm going to. He said, no. When things started turning around, he was even surprised.
Well, I got to tell you, I was in touch with a lot of quote-unquote insiders with the campaign, and they're looking like for the ledge. And I'm going, what are you doing? It's, you know, because I still had this sense that they were putting their thumb on the scale. You looked at the fine print of some of this polling and how they over-prejudiced and over-ranked, you know, the one party over the other. The stuff was going on. Of course, we saw what happened with Brexit in Europe. And, you know, this is a difference. There's just this sense that you had that, you know, we weren't getting the whole truth and nothing but. And, of course, I had the advantage of, you know, people like Coach Kevin Collins, who is one of these brainiacs, and he looks at numbers, and, you know, he'll see Jesus in these numbers somewhere. I don't know what. You know, he's just one of these brainiacs that does this. And he's going, hey, man, it's all good, you know. And I don't mean to be disrespectful by saying that, so forgive me if anybody. I don't want you to, you know, understand that with all due respect, of course. But it's just the coach has some added insight, and that's his gift, you know, to us, we the people, you know.
Well, that was still a great night, wasn't it? I mean, just to think about seeing things go from New York Times going, she has 95% chance of winning, Donald Trump has 5%, and just to see gradually, hour by hour, half hour by half hour, it completely flipping and turning around. That was probably one of the most exciting events of my life as far as just seeing God move, seeing something happen that no one said would happen, just seeing this victory. And I mean,
we definitely needed it, no doubt. Now, Lauren, we got to leave it there. We're going to talk a couple of days before Christmas, and hopefully you got everything all wrapped up, not just thrown into some bags and that, okay?
Yeah, I'm not going to sleep between now and next week.
The actor who's turning 80 in August, who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.